Good morning. Happy Monday, everybody. It's Kasha. Welcome to another Creative Home Podcast. And today we are going to talk about how to make your bed when staging your home. Now, there's all different kinds of beds as far as twin, full, queen, king. I understand that. But basically, I'm going to try and keep it simple as much as possible. So starting with a twin size bed, if you have kids and they have a twin size bed, sometimes it depends whether you just have the metal frame or whether you have like the side slats with a footer and a header. You want to think about maybe having a bed skirt if you have just a metal frame. Okay, that way it kind of hides the metal frame, so it doesn't look just kind of too plain. So those are pretty easy to do. If you already have like the header and footer, a skirt, bed skirt is really not necessary. And then moving up, the sheets, especially when it comes to kids, you can keep it colorful. That's perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with that. It's a kid's room. So definitely have, it's easiest sometimes to use like a bed in a bag. What I mean by that is if you go to any of the, you know, the bigger stores like Ross or TJ Maxx or anything, and they have a comforter, in this big plastic bag along with a pillow cover and sometimes the sheets. It really depends on the bag. Sometimes they have 5 pieces, 7 pieces. It really depends. But for a twin size bed, all you really need is the comforter, a pillowcase, and the sheet that goes around the mattress. Okay, that's really all you need. And just so one pillow. So for a twin size bed, one pillow is really all you need. You can add a decorative pillow if you want, if it goes with the decor. Sometimes it comes with it in the bed in the bag. It doesn't have to. But basically, just one regular pillow is perfectly fine for a twin size bed. You don't have to go crazy with pillows, especially on a twin bed. Okay. With a full size bed, you can use 2 pillows, 2 regular size pillows. And then same thing with a bed skirt. Think about that in a bed in a bag. Again, the easiest thing you could do is do that. Quilts can get a little too distracting. There's too much going on. If you take a picture of the room after you've made the bed, and you noticed there's things that kind of, the quilts can just be a little too busy. And so if you keep it simple with the bed in the bag, with maybe one color, maybe 2 colors on there, nothing too, I mean, it can be abstract. There's so many different places you can find bed in the bag, whether you go to Walmart, whether you go to a Wayfair, wherever. You could totally find so many different things online, but you don't want it to be, again, too distracting, okay? Because then it gets too busy and it looks cluttered on the bed. So that's just things to keep in mind, okay? When you get to a queen size bed, though, that's where you're going to be looking into at least 2 regular sized pillows, and you can add shams, and that's where the bed in the bag comes in nice, because sometimes they already have all those extra pillows. So they'll give you like 2 regular pillowcases to put on your regular sleeping pillows, and then like 3 little decorative pillows, which are already stuffed, ready to go. All you do is got to throw it on your bed, okay? if you're a big time pillow person, some people have like 7, 9, 11 pillows on the bed. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's just way too many to have to deal with, especially when you're staging your house. Just to make your bed in the morning is enough to kind of maybe drive you crazy. But for a queen size bed, if you just have the regular 2 regular sized pillows and then an odd number of pillows, normally I would go with a 3 on top of that. So you have 2 regular plus a 3, so it's 5, okay? And you can, again, have your own, have the one that comes with a comforter, and go about it that way. When you get to a king size bed, that's where you're gonna have more of the king size pillowcases. You may have some shams. You may have just regular pillows. At that point, you're gonna have, for a king size bed, let's see, 2, 4, about 7 pillows at that point, okay? You can always add more. Sometimes they have those Euro shams that are more square. take a look at the pictures is the best way of, I can explain it to you, to how to size and arrange those pillows. But normally the bigger ones are in the back part. And if you don't have a headboard, it kind of helps to have like the bigger pillows anyway to kind of create a headboard looking area. All right. So the bigger pillows go to the back, layer it with that, then put the next regular pillows or the king size pillows, regular pillows, and then decorative pillows. I know there's a lot. Think about that. You don't have to put anything else on the bed other than the comforter, or if you have a duvet cover, that's perfectly fine too. For a master bedroom, though, you'll want to have something a little more neutral. So I would stick with like whites, maybe even grays, and then you can add color to your bedroom, whatever the bedroom colors are. Like if you have more yellows and grays, if you have a light, blush pink kind of a color going on in there. Maybe it's blue, You can definitely have like the white or gray sheets and then blue accent pillows, okay? You don't need to put a breakfast tray or anything like that, or even a blanket. You don't have to. Just make sure the bed is made. If you have a top sheet, you can fold that over to kind of make it look like it, like a hotel. Because that's the idea that we're trying to get to, is make it look like it's a luxurious hotel room. When you're staging your bedroom, okay? But seriously, you don't need a breakfast tray because, again, it's not realistic. You don't live like that. If you do, oh, God bless you, because I'm like, I don't know anybody who has a breakfast tray unless it's being served to you or something like that in their bedroom. But yeah, but when it comes to staging, you don't need to have any extra stuff because then you just have to put it back after you've, got out of bed, right? So yeah. So those are the ideas and those are the tips I wanted to share with you for making your bed when it comes to staging your home, because that's the one of the things that I've heard that real estate agents have had found whenever they have come in to do an open house and they check the house before they come in and open it up to the crowds. They're there about half an hour or so, maybe earlier at your house before that open house. And come to find out, the bed's not even made. So the realtor's, making the bed for you, which they really shouldn't be doing that. You need, as the homeowner, need to be doing that kind of stuff, okay? So make sure you've got some good clean sheets. If you need to buy new ones, that's a great way to then say, okay, well, then I take these with me when I go to my new house. And that's perfectly fine. You get rid of the older ones. So recycle them if you have to, or donate them or something. But yeah, but really make an effort to make the bed sheets look nice, the pillows arranged nicely, and all that. So your German tidbit for today is it's kind of a gloomy kind of a day, and it's actually supposed to be raining slash snowing for like the rest of the week. It really is kind of a gloomy kind of 40 degrees here, basically for the rest of the week, like I said. So for the Germans, for them, they have a saying that says there is no such thing as inferior weather, only inferior clothing. So yeah, so if you're not dressed correctly for the weather, then that's on you. And the Germans actually have a great selection of so many different winter gear things and waterproof things. You'll actually see the construction guys when they're working on a house and building it. They are in bright white, like overalls, white jackets with padded elbows, padded knees. And I'm surprised it's white. I'm like, what? Oh my gosh, how does that not get just so dirty and just, yeah, you white, seriously, white, and a little bit of gray, like for the lining, for the padding. But their work clothes, man, they're wet, ready for the weather, whether it's raining or whether it's snowing. They're out there normally working out there, but that gear definitely keeps them warm. And even my husband made a comment. He's like, man, I should probably get a, see if I could find a, a thing for myself just to have and bring back, but definitely not in white. Like maybe if you had it in, black or something or gray, but white, wow. I'm like, I don't know how those wives keep those things clean. I really don't. I mean, bleach, I don't know, but
Man, either that they're that repellent from getting stained, or I have no idea. But then again, they don't have the North Carolina mud that stains everything, like they do in North Carolina. They don't have that here in Germany. Thank goodness, because otherwise that would not work out very well for their white construction clothing. So they also have some the cute kids wear overall type things. And you'll see little kids dressed up in these basically what look like waders, like the kind that fishermen wear, the pants with the suspenders and stuff like that. Little kids wear those all over the place. And then even the babies in the wintertime, man, they pack those little kids into little snowsuits that, cover their, there's a hood. I mean, they are like a big marshmallow man. You can't move when you're in that thing. And I was like, my God, those kids are going to overheat in that thing. But the Germans are very adamant about keeping their kids warm and their families warm. And so, yeah, you'll see these thick marshmallow type suits on these kids and rain gear and rain boots. You'll actually find the kid gear in a pharmacy, which is kind of strange. You're probably thinking, what? Why would that be in a pharmacy? Yeah. In certain ones, they actually have some nice pharmacy places where they will sell kids' clothing and only up to about a year to maybe 2 years old, not much older than that, but definitely baby gear for the cold weather to keep them healthy and keep them warm. And that's one of the things that the Germans keep track of and do with their kids. So that's your German tidbit for today. And I hope you guys don't get to freeze your butts off and that your inferior clothing is not that inferior today. And I hope you have a fantastic day and stay warm. We'll talk to you later.